Hi, my name is Marcus Neubauer. I am a medical oncologist in Kansas City, and I'm a member of the U.S. Oncology Network. I am recording a podcast on an article that was published in the Journal of Oncology Practice this January 2010. The article is entitled Cost-Effectiveness of Evidence-Based Treatment Guidelines for the Treatment of Non-Small Cell Lung Cancer in the Community Setting. This report focuses on an initiative that we had within the U.S. Oncology Network to look at our treatment patterns for patients with non-small cell lung cancer. We have a program called Level 1 Pathways, where we try to encourage physicians to enroll patients on pathway, which consists of distilled, succinct treatment programs that are evidence-based and felt to represent the highest quality regimens and treatment algorithms for our patients. This study, however, it is not required that all patients are treated on pathway. If a physician would like to treat somebody off pathway, they are allowed to do that with what we call our exception process. So this study looked at all patients within a large electronic database called iKnowMed, who had non-small cell lung cancer diagnosed from July 1st, 2006 through December 31st, 2007. We had 1,409 lung cancer patients identified, 1,095 were treated on pathway, and 314 were treated off pathway. We also performed a cost analysis. The analysis included overall cost and cost broken into several categories, including but not limited to total cost, outpatient visits, chemotherapy and non-chemotherapy medications, laboratory services, hospitalizations, and ancillary services. And the results of this trial are as follows. First of all, the overall cost of care was less for non-small cell lung cancer patients treated on pathway compared to patients treated off pathway. In fact, over 12 months, the average cost of care for patients treated on pathway was 35% less compared to patients treated off pathway. And we found that this cost difference was driven predominantly by significantly lower costs for chemotherapy and other non-chemotherapy medications such as supportive care drugs. Just as importantly, we also found that there was no observed differences in 12-month survival based on pathway status, suggesting that the added cost associated with treating patients off pathways, including therapy beyond third-line therapy, which typically led to off-pathway treatment, does not translate into improved outcomes. So in summary, there were two very important findings with this trial that support the use of evidence-based medicine and level one pathways. The first conclusion is that if patients are treated on pathway, we have proven, at least in this study, that costs can be reduced and therefore treatment can be considered cost-effective. Secondly, treating people on pathway results in no compromise to outcomes, suggesting that the pathway program that we have within the U.S. Oncology Network is valid and preferable to how cancer chemotherapy is delivered. I want to thank you for allowing me to record these findings on this podcast, and that concludes this session.